Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
I made a hiring mistake last year that I'm still recovering from. On paper, perfect candidate. 8 years of pre-sales at two well-known companies, strong technical background, crushed the interview. 3 months in, I knew it wasn't going to work.
What went wrong?
He couldn't take feedback. Every coaching conversation turned into a debate. I'd say, try opening with the business problem instead of the product, and he'd explain why his approach was already working. Except it wasn't. His discovery scores were the lowest on my team, and he had no idea because he'd never been in an environment where anyone actually measured.
So you hired the resume and got blindsided by the person.
That's exactly what happened, and it made me rethink everything about how I interview.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. This is part one of a four-part series on hiring the right SE. Over the next four episodes, we're going deep on what actually predicts success, how to spot it, how to test for it, and how to make the call. Today, why most SE hiring is broken from the start.
Define broken, because I've hired, or approved the hire of, probably 200 SEs over the years. Some process has to work.
Some does, but think about what most SE job descriptions screen for. 5 years of pre-sales experience, familiarity with a specific tech stack, industry knowledge, maybe a certification. All of which tells you what someone has done, none of which tells you how they think or how they'll grow.
I'll push back. At enterprise scale, domain knowledge isn't optional. When one of my SE managers hires someone to sell into financial services, they need a person who can talk to a CFO about consolidation processes on day one. You can't coach that in a quarter.
You're right. For certain verticals, domain is non-negotiable. I'm not saying ignore it. I'm saying it shouldn't be the first filter. Because here's what happens. You filter for experience and domain, you get a short list of people who all look the same. Same background, same career arc, same answers. Then you pick the one who presented best, which is basically a demo of their demo skills. Terrible proxy for whether they'll succeed on your team.
So what should be the first filter?
Two things. Can this person learn fast? And will they let you coach them? I've started calling it the coachability test. If someone can't take feedback in an interview setting, where they're on their best behavior, they definitely won't take it 6 months in when the pressure is real.
How do you actually test that in an interview, though? Everyone says they're coachable. Nobody walks in and says, "I resist feedback."
You don't ask if they're coachable. You create a moment where they have to be. I run a short role play, 5 minutes. Then I stop and give specific feedback. That was good, but you missed the business impact. Try again, connect the feature to the CFO's problem. Then I watch. Do they integrate the note, get defensive, ask a follow-up question? That tells me more than any behavioral answer.
That's clever. You're testing the muscle, not the memory.
The other thing I've changed, I stopped valuing polished answers. The candidate who gives a perfect star format response about their biggest deal rehearsed it 40 times. The one who pauses, thinks, and says, "Honestly, that deal was a mess, and here's what I learned." That's who I want.
I'd add something from the enterprise side. The biggest hiring mistake I see my managers make is confusing confidence with competence. An SE candidate who walks in and commands the room, that's appealing. But some of the best SEs I've ever worked with were quiet in interviews. They listened more than they talked. They asked me questions about how our team works instead of performing.
The interview should feel like a conversation, not a presentation.
And if the candidate turns it into a presentation, that might actually be a red flag, because in front of customers, they'll do the same thing, talk at people instead of with them.
So here's the reframe for the whole series. Stop interviewing for what people know. Start interviewing for how they think, how they handle pressure, and how they respond when you tell them they got it wrong. Those are the signals that predict whether someone will grow on your team or hit a ceiling in 6 months.
What's the move?
Before your next SE interview, look at your questions. How many test knowledge versus how many test thinking? If more than half are, tell me about a time when, you're screening for storytelling, not for the skills that matter. Add one role play. Add one real-time feedback moment. Watch what happens.
Hire the learner, not the resume. Part 1 of 4. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.